July 31, 2 Chronicles 20, 22-30, the battle song. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. 2 Chronicles 20, 21. It was a singular way of going to battle against the enemy's army, praising the Lord with singing and exalting the God of Israel. This was their battle song. They possessed the beauty of holiness. If more praising of God were engaged in now, hope and courage and faith would steadily increase. And would not this strengthen the hands of the valiant soldiers who today are standing in defense of truth? They praised God for the victory, and 4 days thereafter the army returned to Jerusalem, laden with the spoils of their enemies, singing praises for the victory won. When we have a deeper appreciation of the mercy and loving kindness of God, we shall praise Him instead of complaining. We shall talk of the loving watch care of the Lord, of the tender compassion of the Good Shepherd. The language of the heart will not be selfish murmuring and repining. Praise like a clear flowing stream will come from God's truly believing ones. Why not awake the voice of spiritual song in the days of our pilgrimage? We need to study God's Word, to meditate and pray. Then we shall have spiritual insight to discern the inner courts of the celestial temple. We shall catch the notes of thanksgiving sung by the heavenly choir around the throne. When Zion shall arise and shine, her light will be most penetrating, and songs of praise and thanksgiving will be heard in the assembly of the saints. Little disappointments and difficulties will be lost sight of. The Lord is our helper. No one ever trusted God in vain. He never disappoints those who put their dependence on Him. If we would only do the work that the Lord would have us do, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, our hearts would become sacred harps, every chord of which would send forth praise and thanksgiving to the one sent by God to take away the sin of the world.